Hey, welcome to our talk about surface sync. This is not really about DNS in general, but more about orchestrating DNS. It's all a bit silly, that's why we're here. So be prepared. Who are we? Domi, I hope she still can make it, really likes Bash. And you will find that in the talk again. And I like distributed systems. I read internet standards for fun and implement them. It's kind of how I got in this whole DNS thing. And we both do Project Surfail, which is an authoritative DNS service. We have everything is open source, so we run PowerDNS, which is open source software. Our backend is open source. Our entire web interface as well. It's fun. We support multi-tenancy, so when you delegate a domain, you can choose the primary name server, and like all the important stuff like key material and stuff never leaves the primary name server and is just delegated, and the rest of the zone is just AXFR to all the secondary name servers in the network. We have both project-hosted name servers, which we run as the project, and we also have when community members, when we trust them enough and they're active for a while, they can also start to and have time. They can also run their own DNS servers, which then take in our network and also start to, well, people can also put zones there if they want to. We both have stable name servers, which are like production ready. They're running since a while. We consider them stable. And they're quirky name servers, which are either for still in the testing phase or like even temporary name servers when someone brings some silly hardware to the event and we happen to have an IP address, just plug it in and, oh yeah, we run a DNS server for a few days, so we can plug it in the project and people could use the name server if they wanted to. And as mentioned before, our tech quotation mark stack is built on PowerDNS, as mentioned before. Bash. There's a lot of Bash. The entire backend is written in Bash. And the API proxy is written in Bash. And it works surprisingly well, better than some other solutions. And of course, there's also curl because we need Domi, right? There's also curl.
In transit, it would be faster to walk.
As a reminder, FemFro is the only microphone.
Yes, so I will give it to you in a second.
I will need to lean in really closely.
yeah, and curl, because PowerDNS has a lovely API we need to somehow access. Why do we even need to orchestrate? So there are a handful of servers you can just copy config around. It's fine, you can get away with that. When you get like a handful more servers, it starts becoming more tedious, more painful, start getting misconfigurations, and just at a certain point, just don't even bother with manually trying to copy configurations. We have 12 servers now. Just forget it. And not all of them are hosted by us. They're hosted by volunteers who have spare time, and we don't just want to bug them all the time. Hey, can you please add this new name server? We just added for a few days, so we really need to have something to sync.
Important part is that we don't have root access to all of the servers, which is by design, because we want this to be sustainable, and we want to divide the work among as many people as possible, instead of just, oh yeah, I will fix it, and we have 100 servers to fix, then like us two people, that would suck. So we want to avoid that.
So what do we need? As mentioned before, the network state is assumed to change often. We may have new servers which people want to host. We may have take servers out of service because they were just temporary, or like, oh, someone doesn't want to host the server anymore, which is fine. Or like IP migrations because everything is hosted on vServers. We don't really have a lot of own infrastructure. We rent a lot of vServers, so sometimes just move as well. And we want something that is easy to configure and run for volunteers. So when we just have pushed new names over, take them out of servers, you have to change IP addresses. And so it's something we will get into later. We have changed IP addresses for the primaries of the different zones. It's not really feasible to do at this scale with volunteers, and just gets, we really need that automated. We need to manage something which I have called static and dynamic configuration. The static configuration is like just in the config files, which servers are allowed to AXFR, which servers are allowed to notify, which servers should you notify on zone updates. And then there's the second part. PowerDNS has something called auto primaries. When you have the right name server set and you AXFR a zone which the server has previously not seen, it just automatically creates it. We make a lot of use for that because we don't need to script an extra API endpoint. It just takes some work of us. That's very nice. And that's called that's stored in SQL, so we need to update that with PDNS util. And everything should run, as previously mentioned, with reasonably low privileges. We don't just want to dump some weird script we ran, and just, yeah, run it as a root, don't worry about it. It's not really, that's not really nice. So some existing solutions would be Ansible, which I unfortunately make extensive use of. I don't like it. You kind of describe a state and just hope everything matches that state, and if there are extra files in the directory, just...
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about the extra files. They just belong there. And Ansible just wants to be root all the time, so it doesn't really fit in the whole, yeah, we should have minimal privileges. But it's also hard to integrate a bit. There's Nix. I know Nix. I make extensive use of that on my own hardware, but I would never recommend it to anyone else. That's like very narrow circumstances under which I would. It is missing a lot of documentation. It is slow. Like a proper Nix config is slower than an Ansible deploy.
Wow. That's a long bar.
Fast on my machine.
Then you're not doing it right. And when you have like multi-targets, you need to build like one configuration for each target, and that's even slower. Not fun. Dynamic configuration is not really something that's designed into Nix. People have wrote some scripts which fetch the state and update the state for some databases, but it's mostly Nix shines when managing static configuration files and not whatever the hell we are trying to do. And it's also hard to integrate, again, because people need to run a Nix daemon, and we need to connect to the daemon with like some user to roll out the config again. Not really feasible as well. So we built our own.
Should they steal your microphone and continue now?
You can steal the microphone. Hold up. You can be.
No, it's fine. You can just stand really closely. It's okay. hold on. All right, I think we're good. So we have devised a solution, of course, in Bash, and the solution is two parts. It's a client-server architecture. The clients are deployed on individual PowerDNS servers, as in on the same machine, because they need to modify some state that is on the same machine, so that just makes sense. And the servers, or the server right now, is a centrally located control plane. And we are looking slowly into we are thinking about distributing this somehow, but distributed systems are not really problematic. So we have started with a simple solution where there is a central authority, purely because that's easier for us. We don't like saying that, essentially this is blockchain architecture. We don't like saying that this is blockchain, but you have a chain of events, which is to say, when you add an event to the timeline, you can never remove that. You can just add another one that modifies the state. This is made to ensure that all servers can know what all other servers are, at what point of the timeline they are. So they can request changes from a specific point, from a specific height in the timeline, in the chain. And we implement two simple instructions right now, which is modify and delete. Modify either adds or modifies an existing record, or and delete removes records or removes a server. And surfacing client, as FAMFO has already expressed, modifies both the static configuration, so generates a config file, and the dynamic parts. So calls a power DNS command saying, hey, add this auto primary. And generally, we have it deployed with Duas on most systems, which is to say it is running as a low privileged user, and we gave that user specific commands to that it can run. Some of this can probably be changed as like from root to PDNS. I don't think we need to run PDNS util as root, but like this is roughly what we're running, and this nicely like lowers the amount of surface area that we need to worry about. So in case of a security breach, potentially there will be a little bit less carnage if there is anything running on the server except for power DNS. Thanks to the polling architecture, so we have clients connecting to a central server, we can ask the clients to report specific data back, which is to say we report the script version, we report the power DNS version, and we have some small error reporting. So in case something goes wrong, we may be able to know just through this control plane. Separately from this, we have Grafana, and we also think about introducing Grafana support to, like Prometheus support to Surface Sync. This is something for the future. Other than that, we are thinking about improving the admin UI, because currently it's just a web page, and it is the leanest, smallest web page I could make, which is to say HTML forms and very, very little error handling or anything else. It just fails outright because it's not supposed to be used by a user. It's supposed to be used by us. And yeah, so we deployed it. We had our first successful server migration. Everything seemed to go all right until like 30 minutes later, someone modifies their zone, and suddenly the AXFRs are not accepted. Like this, all of the servers are rejecting AXFRs for zones that were mastered on that server that we migrated. What gives? So turns out that PowerDNS, except for the static and dynamic configuration that we have discussed previously, it also has a field in the database that specifies a list of IPs of a master of a certain zone. So this is populated on the first notify, and we were unaware about this until that very migration. So we needed to hot patch. And the fastest way to hot patch would be, we don't want to know how to solve this properly. We want to solve this right now. So we just logged onto all servers manually, the thing that we were trying to prevent us from having to do. And we manually updated the database to fix this. Restarted the servers. Everything started propagating all right. So that was maybe 45 minutes of downtime from the beginning through us discovering that something is wrong up to the resolution. So that was really, really fast. Regardless, the proper fix is apparently to use a dedicated PowerDNS command for this, but this shows us another problem. Surface Sync and Sync Client don't really have any access to a list of domains because they are fully separate from all our other infra. They are integrated only with each other, and we wanted to keep them separate to maybe allow others to deploy them without having to deploy all of our stack. And that's a problem that we have solved. We were trying to solve it through, maybe PDNS util can also show us the list of primaries. Well, you can, but I wouldn't want to expect this output to never change. So my assumption is that this is not a stable API, so to speak. And I went looking for further solutions. Unfortunately, the only solution I found was parse the conf file, extract the API keys for the HTTP API, and try to call localhost. This is not yet integrated into our code base, as can be seen by the very nice mockup code do not run. This is because I didn't have enough servers to test it on our test environment. But yeah, generally, should work, hopefully. And that was one of our wildest, like the whole engineering disaster, as I would say, want to call it, was one of the wildest things that we didn't expect in Project Seraphil. Because for everything else, we were able to prepare quite nicely. And here, there are just some things that, even if they are documented, there is so much documentation that sifting through all of it is, like, when you don't know that you will have a problem, it's just not feasible. So we missed this. In summary, Bash was a hammer, and we made nails out of PDNS util. And I hope you like the presentation. If anyone has any questions, I would love to hear them.
Usually it's recommended to do XFRs over a secure connection because DNS is funny, it tends to do things in plain text even if you do signatures and so on. My understanding is that right now it's just going directly through LAN IP.
Currently, yes. Yep. So the question is, the general recommendation is to proxy AXFRs through some secure connection, and how are we doing this? We are currently just transferring AXFRs over the web without any encryption. The thing is, we are planning to move to WireGuard, but this is a severe undertaking when you want to make this automatic. So we essentially will need to extend Seraphil Sync into also provisioning WireGuard, which hopefully sometime in the near future. For right now, we have not seen troubles with this. So like the AXFRs are propagating and as far as I'm concerned, they are signed, right? So we would have trouble. I don't think that they could be tampered with. Plus, for users who are worried about tampering, we do offer DNSSEC. And then the way we offer the DNSSEC is we pre-sign the zone on the master. And all the secondary servers have, raw NSSEC free records and everything else, which is to say that if you modify any part of the zone, it will be noticed by the NSSEC implementation on the other side. Hope that answers it. What anyone else?